perlis, fine flour, but made from nice, clean, fine flour, that's healthy. Thus, the shumer wasn't his fatty meat. Disappirto delay eftach. That means Rashi A is a goat. Shalay yolde. If you have a goat that didn't give birth yet, that's a healthy goat, and the meat is very healthy. It's good. Yayin yoshin, what does that mean? Atikat atikat. An old wine. Rashi yoshin shel shalashon. Means 3 years old. 3 years old wine, that's already good, healthy wine. Morakom mili demilin lehai. Anything you take a refuah, or something to heal you that you're sick, if it's good for your ears, you should know kosher lehai. It's bad for your throat. For the kosher lehai, something that's bad for your throat, could be milin lehai, is good for this. In other words, you take something that you're sick, so it could be it's a refuah for this aver or whatever's sick, but it could be bad for some other part of your body. Bar, except from this type of medicine. Bar mizang vila retiva, wet type of ginger. Upilpale arichta, and long pepper. Upas nekiya, and nice clean bread. Ubasa shomen, and fatty meat. The yayin yoshin, old wine. The madalukula gufe. These things are good for the whole part of the body. Right. Shecher hamode. So, Kitta, the first thing was kuta chabavli. That's called tarubas chametz. They put mamish pieces of bread that's put into this dish that's made up from milk and salt. So if you keep it over your house on Pesach, according to Rashi, you're over by your motzei. Because lemaisi, you have chametz in your house. What shecher hamodai? That's the beer they make in modai. The rami bein meisarim. They put inside the beer barley juice. And barley is chametz. Therefore, it's called tarubas chametz. It's not only made from barley. It's made from other things also. Just they put some barley juice into the beer. Therefore, it's called the tarubas chametz. It's called the chametz. The barley is mixed in with the rest of the beer. And you can't keep it, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not allowed to drink it on Pesach. The chametz adoimi, that's the vinegar that's made in adoimi. The shadu beisari, also they throw inside it barley. Even though usually vinegar comes from old wine, here they threw barley inside it to make the wine become vinegar, and that's why it's chametz. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, v'tchila at the beginning, when they had the Beis HaMikdash, k'shoye mevi and nesachim Yehuda, when they used to bring the wine from Yehuda, that's in the Shevet Yehuda, that Mokum, they used to bring the wine, the wine was so good and strong that the wine never became vinegar, never became sour. Until if they wanted to make it vinegar like sour wine, they had a badavka first throw in some barley. That's how good the wine was at the time when they used to bring it for the Nesachim when the Beis HaMikdash was there. They used to call that stam vinegar. The Yashu, but now, and nowadays, Ein Yenam Shaladoimim Mechametz. Now it's fakir. Now after the Churban Abayis, you know which wine is very good from Edom. The Edom from the Goyim, their wine is so good that their wine doesn't become chametz. Until they have to first throw some barley into their wine to make it sour. The Koyrenoisa Chametz Adoimi. That's why it's called Chametz Adoimi, the vinegar that comes from Edom, because that wine was such good wine, you had to throw barley into it to make it become beer. So therefore, to make it become vinegar. Therefore, for Pesach, it's also to use. That's called a chaymetz adoimi. Lekayim mashinema, to mekayim what the Pesach says, imola hocharova. In other words, imola imalayazu. When Klai Yisrael is sholem filled up, charevazu. Then the goyim achoriv, they're down. Because this man, there was the Beis HaMikdash, and they brought the wine from Yehuda. So the best wine there was from Yehuda, and the goyim didn't have such good wine. The imalayazu. But when the goyim are better, are filled, then charei v'zu, then the klai yisrael like is down. So here also, after the churban abayis from klai yisrael was down, then Edom had the better wine. And Yom Nachum Rav Yitzchak Rama Mehocha from this pasuk, the same limud. Ulaim milam yemus was told by Rivka when she had Yaakov and Esav that you know you're going to have two, and they're both going to be big nations, and one is going to be strong, the other one won't be strong. That you're not going to have both together. And Rashi says, Ulaim milam yemus. Rashi, Kish Esav Gibor, when Esav will be strong, Yaakov Cholish, then Yaakov will be weak. Well, Ein Malchus Shneim Eskayim Yachad, they won't rule at the same time. That's what the Pasuk says. Here also, at the time there was the Beis HaMikdash, Yehuda had the better wine. After the Churban Abayis, Edom, Esav had the better wine. Tan Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The Yehuda, in Yehuda, the land Yehuda, where he's showing at the beginning, Halakeach Chaymet Mamoritz, if somebody would buy some vinegar from an Amoritz, you should know Einot Tzorach Lasser. You don't have to take off Meister first. Why? Because Neshech Hazoka Einot Boy Elamin Atemid. You know for sure it didn't come from wine, that came from Temid. We'll soon see what Temid is. Temid, you don't have to take off Meister from. Temid is a pshat, is just a juice that ran through the pits and shells of the grapes. So what's coming out is just water. The water is not the chui to take off Trumas and Meister. Ma'ashen Kein, regular vinegar usually is a pshat, that the wine, which at that time had a chi of Trumas and Meister, then it became sour, so there's still a chi of Trumas and Meister. So he's saying now that the vinegar you buy in Yehuda, it doesn't come from wine. Now where did it come from? It came from Temed, and Temed is not mechuyev meiser. Rashi Temed, there's perfect. Lefi shayayin hoyitoyv. At the beginning, the wine in Yehuda was such great wine, the yena mechametz, it never became vinegar, it never became spoiled. Therefore, the stam chametz in Yehuda, when anybody used to buy stam vinegar, you know where it came from. Min Temed hoyibo. It came from Temed, not from wine. We'll still see Rashi what Temed is. Of the Gemara says the Yachshav, but now Rashi Boto Tamayayin Mamal Achmitz. But now after the Churban Abayis, now the wine in Yehuda is not so good anymore, and therefore the regular wine becomes vinikum, comes sour. To Mela Achshav Halakeh Chaimitz. Now if somebody buys the vinikum Yamoritz, you should know Tzarach Liaser. You do have to take off Trumas and Meiser. Sheches Kosei Ein Bo Elam and Ayayin. Because now we hold it comes from wine, and wine has a chi of Trumas and Meiser. Wine is called May Paris. It came out of the grapes. Just like grapes that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it until you first take off Trumas HaMaisim. So at the end, the wine or the vinegar that came out of it, also you can't even until you take off Trumas HaMaisim. So if you buy it from an Amoritz, you have to be afraid maybe he did not take off Trumas HaMaisim. Mashenka at the beginning, while his man HaBeis HaMikdash, then the wine was so good, that wine didn't become vinegar. How did they have vinegar? From Temed. And Temed is not Mechuyiv in Maisim. For the Gemara, is this true? The Sabar of Yehuda, Temed, Lav Bari Suriyu, is it true that this juice, this like vinegar juice, that's Temed, was saying it doesn't come that you squeezed out the grapes itself, but rather it's just pure water that you put over the pits and shells of grapes. That water got a little tingy and became vinegar. So you want to tell me now, this Temed, it's thicker called water, therefore you part of the Truma Samaister, is that true? For Tani, we learned like this, Hamed Tamed V'Nosem Mayim V'Midam. If you take your water to make temed and throw it over the grapes, over their pits and shells, now you put in a gallon of water. You know how much water came out? A gallon of water. Halacha is potter. You're potter from taking trumas amaisim because it's considered just water. It tastes a little bit like vinegar now or like wine. It only has a little bit taste of it, but what's there is water, and water is potter from trumas amaisim. Strashi potter melasa. You don't have to take off trumas amaisim. Shurei ein kan elamayim. All you have is just water. You put in a gallon of water, and you find now a gallon of water came out of this pits and shells. Even though it looks and tastes like wine, it's a svarim. It's called pure, just a ting, it's a little taste of the fruits. The ayil, they went into the water. But the ikka, what's here, is only water. And water has no chiv to take off trumas and maisa. That's a tanakam svarim. We have Yehuda Mechayiv. This is the kasha. Yet Yehuda says, no, if you make this temed just by pouring pure water over these pits and shells, and the water now gets a taste of wine, it has the same wine to it. You're mechuyev to take off Shumas HaMaiser. So it's a spirit of Yehuda. So Drashi, Yehuda Yehuda Mechayiv, the Yozo Bosa Chazusa V'Taimei. Yehuda says, look at the way it looks and tastes right now. It tastes and looks like wine. It has the same wine. You have to take off Shumas HaMaiser. So it's a spirit. How did Yehuda say that at the beginning in Yehuda, you didn't have to take off Trumas HaMaisis from Chaimitz? Why not? Because it came from Temed. I hear he's saying even Temed you have to take off Trumas HaMaisis. And the Gemara, like Kashi, there's no theory here. Yeah, and the Gemara, this is what we meant to say. One Teretz says no. Yeah, Yehuda's sheet, the true is that Temed's also called May Peris. You have to take off Trumas HaMaisis. Since this water got the taste from the pits and shells of the grapes, it has the same wine now. Now, why don't you have to take off Trumas HaMaisim? Because the Amoritz took off already. It's not such a chutz of a drink. It doesn't mean so much to the Amoritz. So he also, by himself, would take off the Trumas HaMaisim. That's what Yehuda meant to say. Avadim is mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisim. Because you don't have to be afraid the Amoritz didn't. For sure he did take it off. Because it's not chutz, it doesn't mean, it doesn't have any value to them. The boy is saying another Teretz says, I'll tell you no nechshadu. No, if it was mechuyev in truma, you couldn't take it from an amoritz. We're afraid maybe they didn't take off truma semaisim. Well, like kasha, there's no stirim. Hove the rapko, hove the purtzini. It depends how you poured, what did you pour the water over.
So Rashi says, "V'voy yisayim nechshu." We are afraid the Amoris does not take off truma to meiser. For Rav Yehuda b'mastisin k'meiser tainim mishum depoter afilu meiser vaday. Over tema the purtsni. There he's talking about tema that comes from purtsni. What does that mean, Kamar? They used to pour the water over the chatzanim, over the pits and shells. After a while, the water would turn into taste like wine. Kiyayin, hot taste, like when you're first fermenting the wine. Vinyl tema, that's called temid. But less payela kiyua de peri. The only thing that goes into the water is a little bit tingy, a little bit taste of the peris. But no real may peris, no juice of the grapes go into the water, so that you put there from Trumas HaMaitre. Lord, you tell me you, the Mechayiv, when did you say no, that this vinegar, this temed, you do have to take off Trumas HaMaitre, that's for the Ravka. That means, Shenoisnim b'shmorim mayim. You put on top of the shmorim is the sediments of the wine. So, when you first make wine, there's a lot of sediments that fall to the bottom. If you pour out the wine, you have some sediments left. Now, on top of the sediments, you put in water. For ho nami temed, that's also called temed. Rabhu Mechayev Rav Yehuda. Here Rav Yehuda holds it's called mamish, the juice of the grapes, that you mechuyev take off Trumas HaMaitzim. Afagav le'motz l'kdei medosan, l'fi shayayin shal shmorim murav boy, o min ha'mayim nisha b'shmorim. Sediments, as the pshat is, that this mamish liquid, the juice of the wine, is inside the sediments. So when you put a gallon of water over these sediments, what comes out, avad, a lot of the wine itself, comes out of the sediments and goes into the water. You only get a gallon of water back. That's because some of your new water now went into the sediments. But what came out into the liquid is not just pure water, but rather the juice, the wine that was here before, came out into the water. Therefore, this is called more like yayin. Therefore, here you know, dichayiv and shumas amaisim. Mashenkin, before we're talking about you're just pouring pure water over just the pits and shells, that just gives a little taste. But no real juice goes into the water. There you put it from Shumas HaMaitzer. Right, the Zeisim HaMitzri. What does that mean? For tomorrow, my Zeisim HaMitzri, what kind of chametz is here? Tanur Rav Yosef. Talasa Sari. This is a dish made out of one third is made out of barley. That's how you have your chametz. Talasa Kurtimi. One third is Kurtimi. Something else. Drashi Marika Krud. Something else. Or Talasa Milcha. One third is salt. Rav Papa Matik Sari, Rav Papa took out barley. They didn't put barley in here. Omar Lichiti. Rather, all they put in wheat. So that's why it was a Tarubas of Chametz. The Simnecha, what's the Simen? Sisni. Trashi Simnecha, Svetif, you shouldn't know who said what. Sisni. Trashi, Rav Yosef, Shei Samlech, Mishmo Yamasari. Hey, it's a Shin and Sin, the same thing. So Rav Yosef, a Samlech, and a Sin sound alike. So Rav Yosef, he's the one that said Sari. And what do they do with this now? Toruloi. First they soaked it, the kolulu, then they roasted it, the tachlulu, then they grinded it, the shaslu, they used to drink this dish. That was the dish they drank. That's what's called Zeitzma Mitzri. Midivcha v'yada terto. From Pesach until Atzeres, they used to drink it. They come at Merafalis. Somebody had to go a lot, had to irim, Merafalis would hold them back. Or the Rafa Mekamit, or Fakir. They come at Merafalis. Somebody had to held himself back and made him loose. Or the rough is somebody that was loose, Makama told him back. But somebody was sick or pregnant Isha, that's no good. If an animal was a sakana to take this dish. Back to the zoom in Shel Tzavoyim. The Atkan we're talking about Tarubes Chametz. Means Mamish had either barley or wheat or flour or Chametz, Mamish mixed into these things. That was a Tarubes Chametz. Now we're talking about now Chametz Nukshan. These things are not a mixture, it's only dough itself, but it's beard dough. The zoom in Shel Tzavoyim. Hocha Tagimra Maya, what is it? Maya de Chiyura de Tziva Bo Liba. It's like white water that they soak in at Liba, or Lecha they say. Rashi. Maya de Chiyura Mei Subin. That's the water made from flour. Yeah, the Tziva Bo Liba Rosachia. That's what they did with it. Kits that has flour inside it, or this type of a meisubit. The amenim shel tabochim, what is that? That pas tavua, that's bread that comes from wheat, shloyevir shlish. It was the bread that made from wheat, the wheat was not grown, was only a third grown. Or it didn't even grow a third yet. Shemenichal pikadera, they leave this type of a dough on top of the pot, v'shueva sazuma, all the zuama, all the shmutz of the pot goes into this dough. So a tabach, a baker, a cook uses this. A cook uses this type of a dough. It's bad dough that they use it. They put it into the pot that the zum or the shmutz, the dirt of the pot, comes into the dough. The kit that's called chametz nukshon, that is allowed if you eat it. The koyin shall swarm the taste that the seifrim use. Hachi tagimirma paruva diyushchi. Such Rashi paruva diyushcha glud. It's type of a glue. For a tzanin madvikim by a thorn. The tannins, people that work with the skin, stick the two pieces together with this type of a dough. It's a type of a glue made from flour. So it's the glue that the tanner uses. Rav Simi mechuzno yama zel tipulon shabrei sashirim. The type of a seif that the rich girls use. Shemashayaris oison. Oisai, shemashayaris oisai. Labonis. Shemashayaris oisai labonis. So Rashi. Tipulin shall bnei ashirim. Shehi shall sellis. It's made from flour. Mishayoris, mishurayim, labonis seifrim. Malamde tinoiki, shein aniyim. Or metipulin shall bnei saniyim. I must name the niyas famous. I was said to him. So they used to use a type of a seif that they put on the body. We'll soon see that they used to use it to make the hair come off the body. They want to make their skin smooth. They will use this type of a seif that has flour in it to make their hair come off it. So they're saying, Zetipulan shall bnei sashirim, shemeshayaris saisin of bnei saniyim. They used to leave it over that the poor people used to use the leftovers of it. Kedemara eini, v'otani rebichiyo, arbo mine medina. In this list in the Mishnah, there are four things that's also medina, o shloisha mine yumnis. There are three things that type of umnis that people work with. So medina, Rashi says, means, v'otani rebichiyo, the yoyin simna bahani de masifin. He gave the simna to what says in our Mishnah. The yomar abo mina medina. Shnino behem. Hatzrich and the cholodim. Means anybody uses these four things. Bein umen, bein umen. Whether you're a professional or not a professional. Shirei lemaychol al refuah asuyin. The first things were made either to eat or for refuah. Anybody could use it. Kutach abav, that's a dish. Anybody could eat it. Sheikha, that's beer. Anybody. Vachayim is vinegar. Anybody. Vizaytim is a dish. Anybody eats. Al vizum on these next things, any roy elitzvuyim. It's only meant for a dyer. A professional dyer, he used it. The kerlin shall seifrin, the amelot shall nachtum, near our sitting is also. They're only used for either the seifer, or else for the cook that used it. But not anybody else. Now, viyam, if you can tell me, tipulin shall b'nei sashirim, if you can tell me this is like the seif that they used to use for the girls, to let the hair fall off, my mini omnisika. Why is it called the mini umnis, like a special profession? Anybody could use it. Any girl used to use it. Viela, what do you want to tell me? It means my peruya di ushachri. That's what it means. Peruya di ushachri means like the blacksmith they used to polish their shoes with. That's the glue, if I can. So that's the glue that they use for the ratsanim. That's the glue that the tanner uses to glue his pieces of skin together. Of the Zoya, my correlate, high Kerlin Shal Seifrim, why is it called the glue? Of the Seifer, Kerlin Shal Ratsanami Boyle. It should have said it's the glue that a tanner uses. It's talking about skin, not for a Seifer that writes. Of Mirava Oshia, Lierlam Parvuya de Yushachri. It's like a true. We're talking about the glue that the tanner uses. Oh, my correlate, Kerlin Shal Seifrim, why is it called this is the glue that the Seifer uses? The Tara says, the Seifrim Nami Midvakovahu, Naira Sayim. Seifrim also use that type of a glue. The ikka, this glue has flour inside, is used for a tanner to glue the piece of skin together. But who had in a seifer used to also use the type of a glue to glue his papers together? So that's why it's called the kodesh shel seifrim. But the kid said it's a type of a glue that was used for the ratsanim, for the tanners, and it had flour inside it. That's why it's called chametz nukshon. But the Mishnah says, like Rashi, you're over by your roi, by your motzef, if you hold these things. According to Rabbi Natan, there's only a lot if you eat it. But to hold it, there's no bayiro or bayimotze. I will soon see more about Chametz Nukshon. More vayta. We have the lesson in the Mishnah says, Leimer aftach shite noshim. Even makeup that women wear also. For the Gemara, tachshite noshim sakadaitach. What could be wrong with what they wear? So Rashi says, tachshite noshim hu kechoyol usrak. That's chol is like the eye paint. Or the samim, or else the perfume. Shetolos v'tzavreim, that they hang around their necks. Loreach, it's smell. Oh, my chametz ikah, what's wrong with perfume? Hey, they're talking about there's no chametz in the perfume. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can't hold perfume in your house? Have the Gemara, ele'ema av tipulei noshim. It means again, the shmirachs the type of the salve that they use to put on the body to make the hair come off, which was made from flour. So that's why it's chometz nukshe, you can't use it on Pesach. The Yom Rav Yudah Amarav, Benois Yisrael, Shegiya Lepirkin, we have young girls that had already hair on the bottom started to grow. They were